John Jessop.
On the line today is David Preston. Hello, David.
Hi, how you doing? Good.
I'm very well, my friend. And you keeping well?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Yeah.
You and the family staying safe, keeping well, and itching to get back on the road, I would imagine.
Yes, yeah, seems like it's been a long time now, isn't it? In a strange way.
I know.
It's been a weird year, and it's gone very quick and slowly at the same time, as that sounds.
Well, I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, I got the shock of my life to think that we're in the 2nd of April and we're at Easter already.
I know, it's flying. Well, the light is at the end of the tunnel, hopefully, and we will start seeing events this summer, hopefully.
Yes, yeah. How's your diary looking, David?
We're not trying to do too many shows with this sort of, as we've reformed. We're just trying to do some good, big, special shows rather than go crazy.
So. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're coming to Liverpool, you go on the Olympia, and you bring in Stipe with you and also Laid.
Yeah, we've got two great tributes of us, and we have Phil Smith doing some DJing as well. And, we're just trying to make a really good night of it, and it looks like a really good night, so it's going to be a great one.
Yeah, yeah, yes. So, I mean, just for people that are wondering what I'm talking about, Stipe is the tribute to REM because of Michael Stipe, and Laid is a track that was a hit for James, so that's the tribute band that's going to be on as well.
Yep.
Yeah, and of course yourselves as well.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's going to be three bands, Phil Smith DJing. It's going to be a great night.
Right, okay, and it's at the Olympia.
Yeah, the Olympia, yeah, which I think even the Beatles played at some point, didn't they, in their career? A couple of times, I think, I thought.
Well, you've got one on me there, mate. I'm not 100% certain about because the Olympia's a very, very new venue for bands, so, but how long have you been in the Oasis tribute, Dave?
We were doing it from about 2013 to about 2016, and then we had a bit of a break because I work in, like, the music industry, and I was touring with bands, and a lot of the other band members were busy doing stuff, and it just got it's just a bit too much to keep doing it. But we sort of, one of our band members had a bit of a health scare, and during this lockdown, we sort of, you know, we thought, it'd be great to get out and do another few shows, not to the extent where we're touring every week, but, you know, to do a few every year and some really good events, it would be great to get back and do something. So
I thought you were going to say, we had a little bit of a break because so too did the Gallagher brothers.
Yeah, well, strangely we did sort of fall out, some of us, but we're all right now. We didn't fall out too much, but we're all good, and we just thought it'd be nice to, with everything that's gone on, and it's been, you know, nice to get out and do things again. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, before the pandemic came in, David, were you really busy?
Yeah, we're all busy with full time jobs and families, and yeah. I work with some artists as well and go touring a little bit, and there's a sound engineer and stuff like that. So, we're all really busy.
Okay, okay. Why Noel? Why do you portray Noel Gallagher?
Why do I?
Yes.
Oh, well, he's a talent, isn't he? Who am I going to play? The good thing about our band is, though, we are all massive Oasis fans, and I think if you come and watch us and you see our Liam, you'll realise that our Liam isn't really putting anything on. He actually believes that at that point in time he's Liam Gallagher.
Well, I think an awful lot of people in tribute bands have got to believe that they are the person that they're actually doing a tribute to, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, we all love Oasis, and we could literally talk about what they had on their cornflakes in America in 2007. Like, we're all big fans, and like we're really into it. So for us, it's like really enjoyable.
But you come from miles away from where Oasis originated from.
We should be in a Blur tribute, shouldn't we?
I know, exactly. You know, I mean, you're down in Kent, aren't you?
Yeah, we're down in Kent. Yeah, we're closer to France than you guys. So we should be a bit further up. But no, we're all southern based, and yeah, actually, our Liam isn't. Our Liam's from Lincoln, so he's up in the Midlands.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But the rest of us, yeah, we're shandy pants southerners, I'm afraid.
Well, I tell you what, you're down in Kent, which is God's green garden, according to the Darling Buds of May. You could do a tribute down there, mate, you know. So, Oasis track, mate? Favourite Oasis?
My favourite Oasis track? Oh, I don't know. I haven't got a favourite, but Columbia, maybe.
Okay, what's the one that you start the show with and end the show with? Or do you change it round?
We used to always start with Rock and Roll Star, and we would end on Iron the Walrus. But I think for these shows, we're going to change it up a bit, because when we were a tribute before, we tried to portray like the last Oasis tour, those last 3 or 4 years. We didn't like, because we run video during our show, and we tried to make the show the same as it was on the last couple of tours.
Yes,
not just the 90s Oasis. So, but I think on this one, we might do a bit more 90s Oasis and do some like B-sides like Fade Away and Head Shrinker and start with Columbia. And I mean, don't get me wrong, we like to do all the popular hits as well, but we do like to do some fan favourites, if you know.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, you know, me being a Liverpoolian and a Scouser, my favourite Oasis track is She's Electric.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah, we may do that. We haven't done that in a while, but that's a, it's got some great Beatles harmonies in it.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. And, of course, what is it, 7.5 minutes of Champagne Supernova?
Yeah. I think for this show as well, I'm not giving too much away, but I think we're also thinking about doing one of the extended versions live, which they made last about 12. Noel just goes off on a big solo. So
absolutely,
we might like
yeah. Now I know why you want to be Noel. I can understand that, yeah. Have you put this lineup together, have you, Dave? You know, the tour. I'm just, interested, with REM and James. Are they,
no, it's a promoter that we've worked with a little bit, and, yeah, they're the promoters like this new Live Forever, and they're going to do this new sort of club night, and they want to take it around the country a bit more, but I think they're just going to do this first couple they've announced now, and they'll probably announce a few more coming up with maybe more of with us and other bands. But this isn't our own lineup.
Oh, right. No, I just wondered whether you were into James and you were into REM and the tribute bands would just follow,
I like James. I'm into all the Manchester stuff, but I used to love like REM as well. I think back in the 90s, I think, it was hard not to like REM at one point when you're 15, 16, and you go through some phase and you find REM, and at one point I was really into REM.
Brilliant. Well, listen, mate, I hope all goes well for us, and I say there isn't a tunnel anymore, there's just the light that we want to keep going until the 21st of June, and
hope our government don't throw any more curveballs at us.
Well, let's hope so, mate, and let's hope the public, just because it's Easter and it's sunny, that they're not going to go ballistic and be misbehave themselves.
No, and I think these gigs are still a long way off, and I think they're the sort of capacity which stands a good chance of starting up more than anyone else. So.
Yeah. Well, I'll most probably talk to you maybe a week before the Olympia gig as well, Dave, and see how it's going on. But, up to now, fingers crossed, you look after yourself, stay safe, and best of luck with the gig, best of luck with the lineup. And I'm going to end with a 1995 Oasis, bit of roll with it. Is that okay for you?
Yeah. We'll probably drop that one in the set as well on the night.
All right, then. Well, you look after yourself, David, and thanks for your time.
Thank you. Take care. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers, David. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.